Good evening, everyone. It's Stephen D. here with episode 40 of my podcast. I know a few of you have been asking about it, when it would be recorded, and sorry I didn't do it sooner. Well, actually, I recorded it 7 days ago, but a few factors prevented me from posting that particular recording. First of all, I wasn't very good at the game that I'm going to demonstrate, and I'll tell you just what game that was. And second of all, when I tried to post my score, the only time this has ever happened, the game decided not to post the score and instead sit there and freeze or something for a second and then go back to the main menu. And that's the only time it's ever happened. To me, anyway. And so, I couldn't delete that part out because I'd already said I'd be posting my score, and if I did that, you guys would have noticed it because there's menu music in there. And so, I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to re-record it. It's not worth it. It's just a little podcast, and I like the game anyway. So, anyway, the game is Skype Danger Alert. On the Wheel, and I'm sorry if you heard the Skype alerts, but anyway, the game is Danger on the Wheel by Oriol Gomez. Some of you might have heard of this one briefly. Some of you, like I did for a couple weeks, just skimmed over the topic because it didn't sound too interesting. Basically, though, this is a kind of unique driving game. It's a 2D grid, but you're in a car, and you basically drive and knock over the cones and avoid the bombs, something I find very difficult. And this is survival mode, where you avoid the bombs. It's in survival mode, because there's another mode called time trial, and you still knock down cones in that mode, but there aren't any bombs, and you're timed in this mode. You get 30 seconds to knock down, I think it's like 15 cones on level 1, then 29 seconds, and there's one extra cone added, and then 28 and another cone, and it just keeps going down 1 second and adding an extra cone until you can't get them all. And usually for me, that's around level 11, level 10, somewhere around there. Anyway, basically,
Skype alert.
Survival mode is where you avoid the bombs, you aren't limited by time, but you are by lives, and if one explodes, or you crash into the wall, or you run out of fuel, but any of those three things happen, you lose a life. However, you can get extra lives by running over the extra life cone, or collecting fuel, and fuel, basically, when we're running through, you'll hear various voices. It'll repeat G, 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 A, 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 S, S, S. Basically, just repeats them. And if you run over them in that order, G, A, S, you'll get 200 extra fuel and an extra life. So that can be useful. So there are two ways to get extra lives, but three ways to die. So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started.
Danger on the Wheel.
Oriol Gomez presents
3, 3, 2, 1.
Danger on the Wheel. Welcome to Play Survival Mode.
I'll admit, that dude is kind of a good sound designer. If I could. Oh man, he didn't let you down or turn down the music volume. I tried doing it with home and in, but that took me to the top and bottom of the menu. Anyway, here we are on the exit, which is the first option in the menu for some very odd reason. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go down to
play survival mode.
Because I'm not really reviewing the game, but I'm going to let you hear it. Be playing it. And, the car is starting. Okay. Not not pressing in to turn down music. Oh, that's the sound that a wall is very close. G. I ran over it. Okay, I would go back and get the A, but there's bombs over there. Those are those high-pitched beats. Oh, that was close. Okay, there we go, but I ran over the S, so I got it back. Boy. If I die one more time, I'm dead for good. So,
you managed a score of 28,010 points. And you were on level 1. Welcome to Danger on the Wheel. Please select play survival mode.
You know, I guess this is why blind people don't drive. But then again, the road normally isn't covered in bombs. I'm just saying that. Anyway, I'm going to try that again, but this time I'm going to use less words. I'm not going to speak, really. I'm just going to play and see how far I can get. Survival mode. Some surviving, though. Doesn't really go on. The fuck?
Hey.
that one only leaped once, and then it was like, G. Yep.
You managed a score of
97,290 points.
And you were on level
2.
Welcome to Danger on the Wheel. Then. Play Survive Time Trial.
Yeah, that was not my highest score ever. But, yeah. That, that was, like, very amusing. That's all I have to say. That was very amusing. I think that the reason that bomb beeped once before it exploded, I think I ran over it. I think I literally just ran over it. Wow. Anyway, let's try a time trial. And again, you have to knock down all the cone in the allotted time. So, I've been able to make it to level 11 with this, and I'm gonna try to see if I can... Maybe, I've done it before, maybe the podcast is my good luck charm, maybe I'll be able to make my highest score. Apparently that was not the case on survival mode, but maybe I can still do it on the time trial.
Time trial.
I just skipped the intro. Life is still in this mode, even though it doesn't do anything. Oh yeah, and I can hit the wall and not die. Whoa, that was close. Guess what happens if it gets to zero? I blow up.
Level 4.
Dramatic pause.
You managed a score of
97 points.
And you were on level
7.
Welcome to Danger on the Wheel. Please select an option with the up and down arrow keys. Time trial.
Alright, I'm trying that again. But, by the way, that was a nice dramatic pause. It was like 3, 2, 1, 0. Boom!
Time trial.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if I don't epically fail again. Oh, and you can press enter to see how many codes are remaining. You heard 8.
you managed a score of
97 points.
And you were on level
7.
Send your score exit.
Anyone notice something funny about that? on that last level... Sorry about that. A lot of stuff in my throat. But anyway, on that last level, I kept bouncing off the wall. That's how blind people drive. We hit the wall, bounce off, and keep going forward, and hit it again, and bounce off, and keep going forward, and just keep hitting the wall like we don't know we're even doing it. Yes, that's how blind people drive, people. You know, that's why we don't get driver's licenses. I am sorry I represented the blind community that way. Okay, yeah, anyway, guys, that is a very fun game. I really think you should check it out. And I will tell you one thing. You're going to get very frustrated. There is no avoiding it. Even I get very frustrated a lot at this game. I just still keep coming back to it, though. It's just one of those games where you've gotta beat it, but you can't. And you won't quit trying, but you will. You know how that gets. I'm done playing this forever, and then 10 minutes later, you open it up. More determined than ever. Yeah, that's what kind of game this is. And so, again, I really advise that you check it out. And, yeah, by the way, just let that serve as a reminder of why blind people are not on the roads today. Anyways, thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, I'm sorry to those who were asking for it. I'm sorry that it was delayed. You can blame that on my laziness. But, hey, it's out now. So, I really hope you enjoyed it. I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna do next week, but I say that all the time, don't I? I wasn't even sure I was going to do this game until I tried it and found out how fun it was. Well, anyways, see y'all later.